That was Jason Gray, Laugh Out Loud. Yeah, and I hope there's going to be a lot of laughing going on May 17th for the Praise Network Spring Event with Christian comedian John Crist. Hey, we're talking with John Crist today. Hey there.
What's happening, Matt? Good to be here.
Well, we are really looking forward to you coming to Wisconsin. Have you been here before?
I was in Madison, Wisconsin, I think this past year, but the roads were snowy and it was icy, and I barely escaped out of there with my life, but it was fun.
I can't guarantee, but you should have no snow coming up May 17th. Have you ever had...
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice in May.
Have you had a Wisconsin cheese curd?
I have never. Considering the fact that I don't even know what that is, mm-hmm. I'm guessing I have not. No.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are in for a treat because we are going to have some Wisconsin cheese curds just for you. Now, before I moved here a few years ago,
that's like what they have on the Packers. They wear on their heads. Is that a cheese curd or no?
Well, that's not exactly a curd. I think it's more of a
that's
cheese
just a
wedge.
Block of,
yeah, that's okay, a block got it, of got cheese. It, got it. Curds are little round. Anyhow, we will give you the full experience when you come.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, John, your dad was a pastor, come from a family of 8 kids, all homeschooled, right? So that is like mm-hmm. plenty of material yep. and all the makings for a Christian comedian. Tell us about that.
Funny. Yeah, people all the time ask, it's funny because people all the time ask me, how does comedy work? How do you write jokes? I don't understand how this whole industry works. I'm like, dude, I was one of 8 kids and a pastor's kid in homeschool. How do I not write jokes? You know what I'm saying? There's so much material there. It's unbelievable. They always make fun of homeschool. You know what I'm saying? It's a common thing to kind of rag or make fun of homeschoolers. I always say I never made fun of homeschool. To me, it was the goodest thing that ever happened to me.
Well, see, you're a shining example. Right there, you go.
Right? So. Yeah. My mom doesn't like that joke, but
I
know,
bet she cringes else, just
hilarious.
A little bit.
Yeah. But no, it's a good time. We grew up down in the south from Atlanta, Georgia. My dad is a pastor, and I always say, if you know anything about the pastor's kids, the pastor's kid is the by far the worst behaved kid in church. And normally, if you make a joke about a pastor's kid, everybody goes, oh no, is he in here? I'm like, the pastor's kid is not even in here right now. He's out in the parking lot vandalizing your car, so you're fine.
The dreaded pastor's kid.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. So is it true that all comedians are just a little bit or a lot ADD?
Let's see. ADD is probably the least of our concerns. Any comedian probably has ADD, but probably has a lot of other issues going on too. Not issues that are like debilitating in any way, but just, you know, I was telling one of my buddies, we're doing like a 5,000 theater show, I think, maybe a couple weeks ago, and we were sitting in the green room talking, and I was like, where did it go wrong in our brains that we think we're going to go out here in front of these 5,000 people and make them laugh for an hour? Like, what kind of maniac would have a thought like that, you know? But we love it. We live for it. So I don't know. I've often heard that public speaking is the scariest thing anyone could ever do. They're more scared of public speaking than they are of death.
And yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, we take that and multiply it times 10, because public speaking and you needing a reaction of laughter from people is like public speaking times 10. So I don't know what that rush is, but we certainly love it, and we're looking forward to coming up there to for your show.
Well, let me ask you this, too. Was there a time in your life that you realized that maybe you thought a little bit differently than other people think?
Yeah, I don't know about differently, but I think the thing about stand-up is that all the thoughts that we have, we're just saying them out loud. Everyone thinks them.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, like, verbalizing it. So I say, listen, I love Jesus and I'm a Christian, but have you ever had like an unchristian thought like sneak into your head? Like, have you ever been driving to work, being a responsible, mature adult, and you see one of those cyclists on the side of the road? You're like, I wonder if I just like knocked him off the road a little bit. You know, everybody has thought that, but it's funny.
Wait a minute. You are coming to the bicycling capital of the United States right here in Sparta, Wisconsin.
Even better.
You, you better leave that joke at home. People take it seriously.
Yeah. Okay, no, I would never do it.
Of course not.
But I have a joke that says, we're all Christians, we love the Lord. Have you ever been in church? Somebody asks you to pray for something that's so stupid, you're just like, I'm not praying for that in your head. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you just think to yourself, I'm not going to pray for that. Like, somebody's like, hey, can you pray for my cat who needs an operation? You're like, no, I'm not going to pray for that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's had these thoughts. We're just the ones that have verbalized it.
Yeah, the guts to verbalize it. What we're all thinking. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, tell our listeners what they can expect from the show coming up on May 17th.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be a, it's comedy, so it's, but it'll all be, family friendly, and you can expect probably a variety. You're a, if you're a Christian, you're in there, and there'll be some, jokes about maybe my childhood or my upbringing that you'll be relate to. But at the same time, if you're not a Christian and you grow up in church and you're unfamiliar, then you'd be more than welcome to. You get all the jokes just like everybody else does. Sometimes I do a lot of churches just because that's how I grew up. I grew up in church. I got a lot of jokes that are maybe church related, but I also do a bunch of just regular stand-up comedy clubs. I work in Las Vegas a bunch on the, Strip. I got a show there. So it'll be a combination of both of those, maybe. So are these all like church jokes? I say, no, it's not going to be all church jokes. And then some people on the other side are sometimes worried. They were like, you know, dirty or jokes or some kind of jokes or stand-up comedy, sometimes vulgar or maybe not appropriate for kids. And they're like, are we allowed to bring our kids? And I say, absolutely. It's all ages. Everybody will. There's not going to be anything that's going to be offensive to anybody. We're going to have a great time. Can't wait.
Yeah. You know, I love that too, because you know, so often I kind of avoid comedy or comedy shows.
Yep.
Because there's so much dirt in them. But I love Christian comedy like you and Tim Hawkins. I know you've traveled with him. And,
yeah, there you go. Yep.
Laughter is good medicine, right?
Amen to that. Going for a good cause, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're all going to go away feeling really good. So that is the spring event with Christian comedian John Crist. And he's going to be here on May 17th out at Justin Trails. And it's being sponsored by Thrivent Financial. Proceeds will go to Cooley Cap Food Pantry as well as the Praise Network Radio Ministry. Well, John, we are definitely looking forward to you coming out and definitely going to hook you up with some cheese curds, okay?
Oh, can't wait. See you there.
Okay. Thanks, John. You have a great day. See you soon.
You got it.